Chapter 6. Self-Understanding. The Dalai Lama had been tied up in other meetings and commitments for several days, so when we resumed our discussion, I was eager to pick up where we had left off. The other day we spoke of how our attitude is a key factor in shaping our satisfaction at work, and we discussed ways that we might shift our attitude or outlook to view our work as a calling. But you also mentioned another key factor, self-awareness or self-understanding.
That's right.
Unlike most of our meetings, which took place in the late afternoon, on that day we began with a morning session. While not a morning person myself, I always enjoyed meeting with him at these earlier hours, as he always seemed so alert, refreshed, and in particularly good spirits. This morning was no exception, and he appeared to be as eager to resume our conversations as I. Can you explain in greater depth, then, specifically how this self-understanding might apply to our work?
Oh, yes. I think it can be very helpful if a person has better self-understanding. For example, if someone has very high qualifications and ends up with a bad job, then he has valid grounds to really complain and try to seek better employment. That's legitimate. He has the skills to advance, and he should advance. Whereas you can have another person who also feels discontented with the employment he has and wants a better job and more money, but that person's capacity and qualifications may not be very good. So here he has an inflated image of himself. He does not have accurate self-understanding. Instead of changing his attitude, becoming content with the work he has by realizing it corresponds to the level of his skills, he starts blaming others, demanding a better job, and his work becomes nothing but a source of dissatisfaction rather than a source of fulfillment.
It's interesting that you brought up this issue of self-awareness, because in reading the literature on the sources of satisfaction at work, why some people are happy, why some people are not, I find that some of the researchers talk about the same thing you mentioned, self-understanding and self-awareness as a key principle to achieving more satisfaction at work. Can you expand a bit on what you mean by self-awareness or self-understanding? More than just, oh, I have the skills to do this job, but in a broader sense, what would self-awareness and self-understanding include?
Now, when we talk about self-awareness or self-understanding, there can be many levels. In Buddhist psychology, there is a great emphasis placed on the importance of having a sense of self that is grounded in reality. This is because there is an intimate connection between how we see ourselves and how we tend to relate to others and the world. Needless to say, how we see ourselves also affects how we tend to react to a given situation. Now, on a very basic level, human beings have an innate sense of self, a sense of I, that we perceive to be a kind of fixed, unchanging inner core, something that is independent, separate from others and the world. The question becomes, however, whether this sense of self, this I that we cling to so strongly, truly exists in the way that we perceive it to exist. What is the true underlying nature of the self? What is the ultimate basis of the self? That becomes a critical issue in Buddhist thought, because we assert that this belief in a unitary, solid, unchanging I is at the root of all of our mental and emotional afflictions, the destructive mental states that obstruct our happiness. Using reason, logic, and careful analysis in searching for the ultimate nature of the self, we find that there is a gap between how we appear to exist and how we truly exist. A gap between appearance and reality. But this kind of investigation into the ultimate nature of the self, the nature of reality, is a matter of Buddhist theory and practice. It has to do with what is referred to in Buddhist language as emptiness or no self. This is a separate issue from the kind of self-understanding that we are discussing here. Here, we are concerned primarily with self-understanding in the conventional sense. So we are not talking about arriving at the understanding of the ultimate nature of ourself.